Well, hi everyone. It's January 11th. It's about 7:45 at night. It's Saturday night. And I thought I'd get a tape off too while I had a chance. Don't know how much I'm going to have to tell you, because it really, an awful lot hasn't happened. But I have some news. And I thought I would at least start this tonight. Today has been my day off, but actually I worked until 5 o'clock yesterday, until this morning. So from 7 the morning before, so I slept a good part of the day until about 1 o'clock, and I got up because they were having a vertical replenishment, and the helicopters were so noisy. I couldn't sleep much longer. Just as well, it was a beautiful day. We still have had some rainy weather, but it was a beautiful day, so I got up and went out and laid out in the sun. And got quite a burn, as a matter of fact. And where my sunglasses are, I have a big white patch, so, you know, I look like I'm an owl. Anyhow, we left it, I think I made you a tape before, we're on our way from Subic to Da Nang. And we did leave, and we hit terribly rough seas on the way out. And they didn't bother me, actually, but they were rough. And so rough that we were just going to put into Da Nang long enough to put out our medevac, and then to come on up to the line, and we started up the line, and we got word to go back to Da Nang, so we did. Actually, we were kind of glad, because that gave us a chance to get mail. And we got back to Da Nang, and the message came out that our schedule's been changed. Now, I don't know what's going on, and perhaps by the time you get this tape, there will be some action to talk about. But they took the hospital ship, Sanctuary, and sent her down to Chu Lai, and they sent us up here, you know, off Quang Tri and Hue, and Kaesan, where they had the big Tet Offensive last year. I think they're expecting more action around Chu Lai. Or what I understand is they're trying to stave off a big Tet Offensive, and they're trying to be more on the offensive than defensive. I don't know. But usually we stay up here 3 days and go down to Da Nang 3 days. Well, we're going to be up here for 14 days. However, I must say that they've been bringing meal and stuff to us right along, so, and milk. So it doesn't make any difference, except that we are getting busy, not with American casualties necessarily, but we've been up every night, and they just brought 3 more emergency litter cases in now, so I don't know. I don't have the duty tonight. I don't worry about it when I don't have the duty. I'll tell you about last night as a little bit time goes on, but first let me mention a few things. One, on the last tape you got, you made reference to the tape you made at Christmas time. Now, Christmas Day, I don't know whether I got a tape. Christmas Day, maybe I did. Anyhow, a mail plane went down, a lot of mail went on it. Went down with it. I did get your note, though, Mother, in which you said you liked your ring, and I'm glad, and that you liked your Star Sapphire earrings, and the ring, of course, is an opal. Star Sapphires and opals and jade and things like that are big out here, so that's why I got them. And that Dad also liked his watch. I thought he probably would get a kick out of it since it had the calendar and everything. And the Seiko is what they used for the Olympics, so they tell me anyway. And Alice also mentioned her earrings, but I wondered if she also got the doll and the little sugar tongs from Baguio. I wondered this because, you know, I'm always concerned that things are lost in the mail. So, but I'm glad that she got, that she liked earrings. They were from Mickey Moto's, and I'm sure she knows where Mickey Motors is. So I also decided after I got back, lots of things have happened. I decided that I would send a shipment home pretty soon. I think I wrote a note to this effect, but I lose track of time. I was going to send a shipment off on the 11th, which would be today, but most unfortunately, we aren't able to send anything off since we aren't in Da Nang. However, it was just as well, because if I'd worked to 5 o'clock, I certainly wouldn't have been able to go at 7. You know, I'd have been too tired. But as it is, I have one small trunk and 3 boxes. And as soon as I get a key to the trunk, I'll mail home one of the keys so so that you can open it when it gets there. There's clothes in it, particularly dress uniforms and all. So if you open them up when it finally get there, they'd say it only takes a few weeks to get there. You could hang up my dress whites and dress mess dress and everything, my coronet and the whole bit is in there. So as soon as I can, it will be another week or two before I can get it off the ship, but I'll be mentioning it again. Then I'll only have one other shipment to go, and that's tapes and my recorder and everything else. This time, though, I'm going to send home the one small sea chest and three boxes. They'll be packed all together. And I'm sending them home because I don't know where to send them in Boston. And then two speakers, which are quite large. So, I don't know, maybe you can keep them in the cellar. I have to start sending this stuff, though, sometime, because I really don't have that much time left, 2 months or so. Then, I bought another tape recorder, an Akai M9. Don't ask me why. I don't really know. But it seems that the speakers I got really are good, but they're excellent. But the recorder was not as good as the speaker, so I was sort of conned into getting that con. I got the Akai anyway, and I'm going to sell my other one to somebody from the beach, I guess, when they come. You can sell type because even if I couldn't, I could take it home and either somebody could use it or I could sell it. There'd be and make a profit on it for that matter. So I'm not really concerned about that at all. Oh, also, yeah, in that one seat chest, I put John's radio. So when you, I think I packed it pretty well though. I've put a small transistor, which is mine, and then the big transistor, which is the big radio, which is John's. So I think that'll work out all right. Oh yes, and I'm also going to mail my silver home. It's not in a great big box; it's a small box. And I'll insure it for $300 and probably register it too. We'll see. Speaking of mail, I got a lovely big box of candy from, a tremendous box of Fanny Farm candy from Genevieve Mortel. Of course, I wrote and I thanked her for it. But I've also had some stuff I picked up in Subic, and I'm going to send her a wooden tray because this is not the first time she sent things. I think it's very nice of her to do that. So I'm sure that she'll like the tray. I haven't got that mailed yet either because I couldn't go to the post office today. As I said, I didn't get up until 1 o'clock. Everything's fine. I got a nice letter from Kathy, and she'd like to watch that I sent her. I haven't heard from John, but I'm sure he likes it. We've gotten many, many, many new people on board the ship. And, of course, they're very nice, but that by this time, you know, most of us that have been here so long are about ready to go home and can't quite get carried away with the enthusiasm or the... I shouldn't say enthusiasm or concern. It's hard, let me put it this way, to watch people. We've seen many new groups of people come, but to see them frantically run around and, you know, you just know that everything is going to be all right anyway, that you can hack the program without having hysterics. They calm down after their first real siege of casualties. They're too tired to, you know, play the role. A very interesting thing happened. One of the doctors, our neurosurgeon, went on R&R, and we just have to have a neurosurgeon on board all the time because we have so many craniotomies. We do at least one a day, at least. So they had to find a relief from someplace in I-Corps for him, and the relief they found was an Army doctor by the name of Carey, who came out to the ship. Very nice man. And, he's been getting them right since he only came yesterday, and he's been really getting hit. Well, to make a very long story even longer, turns out he came down the OR, we were shooting the breeze, and where are you from, and all this business. And he was from Hartford. and had his practice at St. Francis. Of course, he was much younger than I am. But his father was the staff man at St. Francis when I was there. So, of course, we would just, it was just like all home, we talking about, do you know this one and do you know that one and what happened to this one and what happened to that one and, oh, I didn't know him, but I heard about so-and-so and all this business. So we had quite a nice chat, and I've enjoyed having him down there tremendously. And he's kind of good for our morale because apparently everything that we have is so much superior to what he has where he's stationed, including the corpsmen and the cooperation and everything else. It makes me feel good. I said he was going to write back to the OR at St. Francis and tell them that he had worked out here with me. So I said, well, they won't remember me. He said, oh, you never know. But his name is Carey, and he's a fine, fine fellow. Everyone likes him real well. As I said, he's quite happy with everything. And he's a little bit different from a lot of these fellows that have been drafted, you know. He said he doesn't have any, he has an entirely different attitude. So many of them are so resentful and complaining and whining and nagging. And he said, no, he doesn't feel that way, that he wouldn't have missed the experience for anything. And that he just feels as though his military experience really is such a good one. His wife is a pediatrician in Hartford, and the University of Connecticut is starting a medical school, he said, and I guess she's on the staff of it for pediatrics, and I guess that he will probably be in. Oh, he did some teaching for neurosurgery, he said. So I must say that it was...